Hello?
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 Is anyone there?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Dean. Shall we go and have a look? Oh. The last time I saw was there was lots of young people frolicking around outside, thinking that they were in the Vale of Elves. Was it an elven glade, maybe? The Vale of Faerie, I should say. But for us, sitting here in this sweating shed, covered in damp, mildew, grease, moss and other accoutrements that have a slight smell of decay and rotting disease, I think we're best not going out there, you know?
No.
No. We're best staying in here and just carrying on.
Okay, well, who are you anyway?
Who am I?
I've forgotten who you are.
If you'd have asked that question to someone like Nietzsche, they'd have given you a half an hour answer on the relationship of man and his soul. But I go by the name of Richard James Foster. That's what I was registered with anyway. Yourself?
I'll be Damien Leslie for today, and maybe for tomorrow as well.
Maybe for tomorrow as well. It depends. Yeah. It depends if I can wrap that tag quickly in time. Yes. Doesn't it really? There
okay.
You
go. Well, we are Richard and Damien.
Yeah,
and
we
this
are.
Is. Sorry, I almost forgot who you are already.
Where are we? Sitting in
a it's been a long time.
It has.
We're not used to this anymore.
We're not.
We need to settle our way back into things.
By the end of it, a lot of Doritos.
Yes, this will be other triangular-shaped corn products are available.
Home
none
products.
Are as fiery as these buggers.
They're really not.
Yeah, shall we just get going?
Yeah.
We'll ease our way into this, so this is an incendiary shed cast again. So, see you in a bit.
It's a very, I mean, we might be sat in dank surroundings, you know, looking at our socks decomposing this hot weather.
And whilst, that damp part in the corner of the shed.
It's not good, is it? Whilst young ladies frolic and act out frivolous scenes in sort of barely clothed attire. But that sort of, I don't know, that eased my soul a bit, actually.
It did, it's a very, very good. That was the band Venice is Sinking. We've spoke about them in the past. That's from their live album Sand and Lines, which is the Georgia Theatre Sessions, May 20 to 24th, 2008. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a really, really good little listen. It's the Georgia Theatre is a place that used to exist in Athens, Georgia, and then it's now no more. And the band used to hire it out amongst other places and play there. And basically, they just rented it out for a couple of days a few years ago and decided to play some songs for themselves and record them. And then they weren't really going to do anything with it. But then, now that the theatre has closed down, they're trying to open it up again. This album is one of those charity things that is there to raise money for it.
Is that?
But it's actually really, really good. They do I think we've played their version of Tugboat, the Galaxy 500 cover a few shedcasts ago. But there's a live version on here. There's a version of Jolene, which is quite nice. But when they're doing their own stuff, it's brilliant. It's just the sound of a band in a room playing for themselves and not to an audience, so there's no kind of show-offery or anything. They're just making a noise and doing it really good. Two microphones, a band in a room, and press record, and that's all it is. Very good. It's available on 1% Press. The album, again, is Sand and Lines, the Georgia Theatre Sessions. The band is Venice is Sinking, and I think you can find them on venicesinking.net. But that's off the top of my head. If it's not .net, it's .com, but they're on MySpace and other places. And I would wholeheartedly recommend you to go out and join that, because it can while away many a Sunday morning.
Yep, indeed. Now then, I'm going to play something now. And it's by someone called Fol Chen. The record's called Part 2, The New December. It's on Asthmatic Kitty Records. We're all big fans of Asthmatic
Kitty. We like Asthmatic Kitty.
Do. They've been banging out some really good records in the last couple of years. Now, the reason I picked this up, because the sleeve is somewhat nondescript, there's the sleeve notes where he's starting talking about dreaming in code, but he's getting used to writing, and there's other nonsense crap in the inside sleeve notes. I really don't know much about them, apart from the whole Asthmatic Kitty, and there's a story about him dreaming in HTML code.
Yeah, but there's lots of eyes on the cover.
There's lots of eyes on the cover. Somewhat strange cover. But luckily, the main overriding fact is the CD is very good. So we're going to play track 2, which is called In Ruins. This is Fol Chen.
You look good by siren lights. Baby, what you do?
I like
very jolly tune, I think.
It is.
Nice record.
It'll have you blinky blonking for a while,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, very enjoyable record. Is that one? He says leaning over, moving towards the microphone, going back again.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You nearly fell off your chair there.
I did. I've got one of those, for listeners who can't see my chair, I've got one of these fold-up camping chairs that normally you'd sit on the balcony and, you know, drink Pimm's on.
Normally you'd give them to an elderly relative who you want to die very quickly.
Elder,
drink tea and be uncomfortable.
I was about to say, have a cup of tea in a very hot china cup, sit on that and see how long you can balance it for.
Yes, okay. Uneven ground.
Away from thoughts of murder.
Right, now we're going to move over to Ohio. Yes, to a band called Derrico. And their lovely little EP called Dropped at 10,000 Feet, which contains a song called Plight of the Drop Sond Operator, which is very good indeed, but we're not going to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear a song called Canadian Whiskey.
Great
That's
stuff.
Whiskey with a knee.
Yeah, I've noted that. I wrote that down, because you can only have whiskey with a Y if it's Scotch, can't it?
Yeah. That's true.
There
we go. Pause the drum.
I really like that. I liked its unfinished feel, shall we say. It had a very very sloppy, slacker way of going about its business, and I thought that was the one of the charming things about it. It obviously is a record. I mean, this is the first time I've heard it, listeners. It's obviously a record with a great deal of charm, because of the fact that you know, just to sort of stroll along for 4 minutes, just rabbiting on about nothing in particular, can obviously annoy or grate.
The thing I like about it is there's obviously a really, really good talent and band hidden in there, but they haven't quite figured out what to do with it.
Which is fine.
Or how to record it, because there's some great stuff in there. And it, the other stuff's slightly more exciting than that, but I like the fact that that's just, it does sound like a demo.
But it's
got something a bit more to it than what you would call just someone sitting and strumming into a tape recorder.
Yeah.
But they're quite good. They're on friendlysidekicksmusic.com. That's the label. Mm-hmm. And they're called Derrico. And I'm sure you can find them on MySpace and places like that. Mm. But they're well worth checking out if you like your Bob Pollard and your Guided by Voices and your other stuff that are really good but can't be asked to record it properly, then they're worth checking out.
Lo-fi stuff. Yeah. Okay, well, following that, I've got I have this album delivered to my door by the Secret Chiefs, which have been, I think, been on for about 20 odd years now.
How do you know that they delivered it if they're secret?
Well, I think that they might. Well, I've delivered it, Damien, because they didn't let me know when they had done, because it were just in letterbox kind of
thing. All right. So they
but that's my
secretly logic. Put it in.
Exactly. That's sort of question a teacher would be asked by some japester at the back of the class. Hey, sir, how do you know?
Now you don't have any time to Leslie, outside.
Exactly. There's no way we'll come back to what to Damien's cheek there.
Someone says when you go to the Middle East, look out for the secret police. How did you hear that?
Yeah, because they're secret. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, the Secret Chiefs have released an LP containing all their remixes of their singles, by the looks of it. For those uninitiated with the delights of the Secret Chiefs, they are very much enthralled to Middle Eastern music, and they mix it into quite long prog hippie epics. We're going to listen to one which is previously unreleased. You know what? It even hasn't got a name in the CD.
It's a secret song by the Secret Chiefs. Previously unreleased secret.
That's right. Apparently, Chez, Shazad and Trey live in the studio with violin overdubs by Timb and synth guitar overdubs and drum tape effects by Trey.
Timb?
Timb.
That sounds like he's got some letters hidden away at the end of his...
Exactly. They may be secret.
Yes.
So, while we figure out those secret letters, I have to let you know this is a 3 variations on an Afghan folk melody with added material, and apparently the second part is closest to the original melody.
hungry.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. That's made me very hungry. Very, very hungry.
Has it made you pine?
I want some ethnic cuisine.
No, yeah, absolutely. No.
Living in Holland, we're not used to taste anymore.
No, we're not.
But that's made me just wish for lots of spiced meat and...
Good stuff, that. Good record, indeed.
Very good. Very good, indeed.
Man.
Very good. What is that again?
That was Secret Chiefs, you know those people?
Secret Chiefs?
Yeah.
So secret, I've forgotten about them.
Exactly.
Have they got a secret website?
I've given it. Oh, no, they're on their Mimicry Recordings.
Webofmimicry.com.
There you go.
But maybe there's a www.we'renotgivingthiswebsiteaway.com.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think there's anything else. So what are you going to play for me now, Dave?
Well, I think we should just have some yelping because we just watched a dog get attacked by, some people, which was quite cruel and
not nice.
Very nasty. But, there's the seagulls again.
Are
we still? We can't get rid of them. We cannot get rid of them.
They're just, if you've ever had seagulls on your roof, they're the noisiest. And the thing is, when I first heard a seagull giving out his cry, I thought it was a cat being strangled. Yeah, there's awful racket. I realise.
Have you heard the noise they make when they have sex?
Yeah, it's awful.
It's just horrendous.
Yeah, it is. They are the most annoying.
Well, anyway,
birds.
This might well be quite similar.
That's interesting radio link. That.
Yeah, interesting link here. Yeah.
Interesting link.
Let's go to some girl who sounds like a seagull having sex.
All right.
This is 60 Watt Bayonets and their new single called "I Wish I Was Your Girlfriend." She's a screamer, don't you?
Oh, she's a belter. She's an absolute belter.
She's a screamer. 60 Watt Bayonets.
Yeah.
They're on MySpace, I would think.
Yeah.
But is it? Wait there. They're on Broken Tail Records.
They're from Reading, or they're from the Reading area. I'm sure if...
We've looked at them before. That's their new single, listeners.
And
they haven't bothered to put on where their website address is. So, Broken Tail Records and 60 Watt Bayonets, or ilikeyelping.com.
Exactly.
But, there we go. No. And now you have to brace yourselves.
You do. Honestly, it's something else. It's just
because we've all heard of camel's hoof, but have you heard of chrome hoof?
No. Well, I have. I heard their first album and I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
But
well,
this one I really like. It's not a normal
really
record.
Like. Some of you may not really like it.
it's like Parliament gone wrong.
Yeah.
Is the best way to describe it. It's like, can you imagine if Whitney Houston was actually an alternative soul diva goddess? In the sense that she didn't play any standards, but she was the lead singer in Funkadelic. Then, on top of that, add some metal. And yeah. then you've got fairly, you know, you've got a pretty good mind map.
Yeah, and then dress everybody up in silver robes with hoods.
Yeah, and then you can get somewhere close to it. So we're going to listen to a track. Actually, there's no track listing on this record. But this is track 8, if you ever have this record in your hand, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
that is the sound of I Love 1983 having a fight with I Love 1982.
Exactly. Now, there's as I said, when I was talking about Whitney Houston earlier, I mean, you could substitute God knows how many soul divas within that record. Grace Jones, you could put in there. Chaka Khan. I don't know, it has that sort of angle to it, doesn't that record?
Yeah, but then behind that vocal shenanigans, apart from the French guy who comes in and decides he's pissed off with everything, you've got basically the entire workings of Devo and all of the New Wave group and lots of other nonsense. It's very, very entertaining indeed. And it's one that you can probably wrap your head around it once, so when you've listened to this Shedcast, rewind it and listen to it again, you'll probably like it a bit more.
It's on Southern Records, so they've got a good reputation for good records. So.
And they're simply southernrecords.com, aren't
they?
Right. I think.
That's right, indeed.
But what's their... Chrome Hoof. I'm not sure where you'll find them, but MySpace, surely.
There's nothing on here.
Yeah, that's
the
problem.
It's a promo CD.
That's the problem. It, Chrome Hoof.
Chrome Hoof.
Like camels, but without them. Well, sticking with the 80s vibe, this is a band called Household Names, and their new album's called Stories, No Names.
No Names.
And it's kind of alright, but they do a pretty pleasing cover of this.
We only want what's best for you.
Now then, now then. There you go.
Not bad, is it?
Not bad at all. Yeah. An illustrious song, giving a good workout there. Yeah.
It's always interesting to hear a band sing about British Steel when they haven't got a bloody clue about any of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're household names, and they're on, you can say hi at householdnames.org. Yeah.
That's right.
Their album's not bad, actually. Yeah. I have to say I prefer that to them, but that just maybe says that I'm more of an XTC fan than anything else. But yeah, they're household names. They're not yet, but you can make them if you buy the records. You probably won't. There we go.
There you go. Now then, we're going to be back in a minute. We've got some jam tarts, and we've got some desperados. Yeah. So look at anyone in the vicinity of the shed, I'd say.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Right. I'm just going to go and throw a stone at a seagull. See you in a bit. Bye-bye.